Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:07, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I mentioned earlier, haven't seen much about Kamala Harris. And then I saw this piece in the New York Post. Joe and Joe Biden awkwardly ignore a beaming Kamala Harris at the Kennedy Center Honors. Yeah, and the photograph is, Kamala and her husband looking right at basically Joe and Jill, and Joe and Jill are basically ignoring them, and Kamala's like, they're clapping their hands, and, you know, the Bidens are being honored, and, what's the deal? What's the bad blood there?
You didn't kick him to the get him kicked to the curb kind of thing.
You don't think he's over it?
No.
Lame duck president Biden and First Lady Jill Biden ignored a beaming Vice President Kamala Harris, who was applauding enthusiastically for the couple as they entered the Kennedy Center honors to standing ovation. And the awkward video does not hide this. The Bidens didn't greet or acknowledge Harris as they entered the honors, even as they took a spot standing right next to the vice president and her husband, Doug Emhoff. Wow.
That's cold.
Clips of the awkward snub quickly began circulating on X. Social media users remarking how the couple even avoided eye contact with Harris and Emhoff. I mean, there is... Wow. I mean, why? What could... I mean, the kicking to the curb thing?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then why was he so, he acted like he was all on board with it. But, yeah, you're right. I guess I said it before that his ego will probably never get over that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's interesting that, you know, politicians are so used to the fakery.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That you'd think they'd do a fakery thing, but, if there's nothing in it for Joe or Jill, maybe they're kind of like over it. Like, no, we don't have to play that game anymore. We're done. We're going to be retiring, and if anybody has to kiss butt and schmooze, that would be you two, not us. We're done. Possibly. Other critics have said it seemed the usually upbeat Democrats were divided and in despair. What happened to the joy, some said.
That lasted about 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that didn't go so well. But, I mean, was there anything there in terms of a good relationship? And did they just kind of hide it before, but now...
See, I don't know that a lot of people really liked Kamala at all anyway. I mean, they know why she was there, why she had the job. I mean... Even early on, it's like you didn't see the Obamas rushing to, you know, be all buddy-buddy with her early on.
No, you're right.
So.
You're right. They were sitting back being part of the power brokerage.
Exactly. Speaking of politics and frenemies, I don't know if you saw this or not. So there's a new fragrance that Trump is promoting, and he's actually using a picture of him with Jill Biden.
Yes.
Did you see that?
And the quote is, I heard about it.
Enemies can't resist.
Yes.
And I just thought that was kind of like,
in other
wow.
words, this fragrance
yes.
is so good, so good. Pheromone-ish or so overpowering
yes. uh-huh.
that, yes, even the ice coldness between Trump and Jill Biden could immediately defrost.
So maybe Kamala needs to get some of this fragrance.
You might be onto something. Does it have a name?
Well, I don't know. Maybe then the Bidens are like, it's only a couple hundred bucks. I say only.
$200.
Yeah. It's Fight, 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 line of men's and women's fragrances.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who knew that something called Fight, Fight, Fight could actually turn into love, or Love American Style?
Wow.
There's a little blue.
But isn't that? But can't you hear that jingle and see the fireworks in your head? Even though we were young when it was on, mm-hmm. you can still hear the jingle or the theme song to
it. Yeah, absolutely.
It sticks in. Yep.
What's this stuff with these people? Jay-Z vehemently denies heinous rape allegation expresses heartbreak for wife Beyonce and their kids. Yes, he denied allegations that he raped a 13-year-old girl with pal Sean Diddy Combs while an unnamed female celebrity watched. That's what the girl involved is saying, Jane Doe. In a statement to Page Six, the Empire State of Mind rapper 55 said the refiled lawsuit from Texas-based attorney Tony Busby is a blackmail attempt. What he had calculated was the nature of these allegations and the public scrutiny would make me want to settle. No, sir, it had the opposite effect. It made me want to expose you for the fraud you are in a very public fashion. So, no, I will not give you one red penny. So, yes, he has strongly denied this. He said the allegations are so heinous in nature that the victim who filed as Jane Doe should file a criminal complaint, not a civil one.
I agree.
That is...
Especially how many years later?
I think this is 20.
20 years later?
Yeah.
So you're 33 years old now. If you felt a crime was committed upon you, that's what you should be doing. Don't do any of this civil stuff. Just trying to get in, jump in, grab money, and run. We're tired of that stuff.
Yeah, it's just, you know, supposedly this was after like an award show at somebody's house party or something like that. And he would say, well, first of all, I mean, would a 13-year-old really even be there and why? It wouldn't be someone's child running around.
So. Yeah.
These are probably women that these other guys that want to be buddy buddies and close to the big stars, you know, they kind of bring them in, if you will.
Right.
And I don't know. The suit claims the woman who was 13 at the time of the alleged crime claims she was taken to a house party in New York September 7, 2000, following the VMA award. So what's that, 24 years ago, not 2024. Okay. She allegedly began to feel woozy after consuming a drink at the party, went to lie down in the bedroom. Shortly after, she claims both Jay-Z and Sean Combs entered the room, removed her clothing, etc., while allegedly an unidentified female celebrity watched. She claimed that she, the 13-year-old, recognized all three of them. Wow. Well, again, you've got this kind of scenario situation. There could be some truth to it.
Mm-hmm.
Might be no truth to it. There's money attached to it.
Yep.
I don't know. The whole thing is, it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Society, not good. I have a story, and I'm not going to go into it, but basically, it's a woman having all kinds of financial issues that is a police deputy. So she gets involved in the pornography industry to pay her bills.
Okay.
That's just sad.
Yeah, it is.
9:15 on the Bob Rose Show. We're about 30 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile. Greg Cassidy is here as well, of course. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Monday. Let's make it great. It is 9:20. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Manslaughter charges dismissed in this jury trial of Daniel Penny. But wait, there's a lesser charge they now could consider. It gets kind of a little complicated, and, well, maybe this really isn't legally allowed. I'll dig into that in just a minute. Also, one of your big stories is, you know, with all this stuff going on in Syria for what? Well over a decade. Now, finally, Assad has been toppled and he's run away to Russia, where he's been accepted there by his old buddy Putin. Syria's ancient Christian communities now could face new threats during a period of uncertainty and change in Syria, even as the Islamist rebels who toppled the dictator promised to respect their rights and property. very interesting.
Because they never change their mind once they get in power and, you know, go old school or anything like that.
No, unfortunately, that's been the track record in most parts of the Middle East. Syria's 13-year civil war, subsequent rise of ISIS has devastated the country's Christians and reduced their population. Now that civil war between Assad and several rebel groups came to an abrupt end Sunday, as a ruling dynasty fled the country for safe haven in Russia, as opposition militants flooded the capital of Damascus as civilians celebrated. Rapid success of the offensive from the northern Idlib province proved too much for Assad's forces to handle. And so the new leader, it appears, will be Abu Mohammed al-Jolani, head of the lead militant group opposing Assad. He's the one that declared victory on Sunday, but he also, we know, fought on the side against us in Iraq, against U.S. forces, in fact. Despite emerging as al-Qaeda's affiliate in Syria, the leading opposition group headed by al-Jolani has rebranded in recent years.
Time for a new image, as a little makeover, that kind of thing?
As it swept the country, it has repeatedly promised it would protect the rights of all Syrian sects.
Sure they will.
Including Christians.
Sure they will.
Well, yeah.
Don't hold your breath, people. I wouldn't.
No. But you can pray for the folks involved for sure, right?
They need that, yes. And protection.
I've agreed with this guy a lot. I think he's a pretty sharp guy. Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett. He suggested that Daniel Penny's defense may have been handed a partial victory after Judge Wiley granted the prosecution's motion to dismiss the most serious charge of second-degree manslaughter on Friday. In dropping the charge, Judge Wiley actually created what looks like reversible error so that the jury convicts on the lesser charge, then it could be overturned on appeal. And the reason why it would be that straightforward is because the judge contradicted his own earlier ruling that the jury could only consider the second count if they found Penny not guilty of the first count. Well, guess what? That didn't happen. They didn't find him not guilty. They just decided because that, you know, they were deadlocked. The judge just said, well, all right, we'll dismiss that charge. Now move on to the next one. But that is not what he had said earlier.
Oh.
And so, yeah, you could call that a technicality. I think it's actually a little bit larger than just a technicality. They claim the judge's only option was to declare a mistrial on the deadlocked jury and dismiss one charge during deliberations, then double down the remaining charge. You can't do that. Okay, that clearly violates Penny's due process rights, that according to Greg Jarrett. And then Harvard Professor Aaron Alan Dershowitz weighed in on it, too, and told Tammy Bruce that the trial was destined to have a hung jury from the beginning, speculating that members of the jury were judging based on preconceived guilt.
See, that's messed up. That's kind of takes away the whole point of a jury trial.
Yeah. Yeah. This never should have gone to trial. We've said that before. Yeah. We'll follow it. We'll see how this whole thing proceeds. But, I mean, there's real bad guys that are being slapped with really either, in many cases, no sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Probation, all this. You have a guy who's actually a hero. I mean, they want to turn the whole thing inside out. Make the hero the bad guy. And what will be the reaction to that? Well, they'll be afraid to step up and do what we would always call the right thing to protect those that are weaker and in harm's way. And I believe Daniel Penny set out to help protect those people.
Absolutely.
It's a shame that it's a shame that the guy Jordan Neely died, but he didn't die right away. Police talked to Daniel Penny afterwards thoroughly. I mean, and that's all on video. And he didn't appear like he was trying to hide anything. He told his version of what had gone on, and other onlookers agreed with that assessment.
Yeah.
And the police were fine with it. There wasn't going to be any charges filed. That's some squeaky kind of wheel tried to make it really a racial thing. And that's when it all of a sudden became a case. And this Jordan Neely, he's a homeless guy. That's not, that doesn't make you a criminal or a bad person at all. It could happen to anybody. But he did have a lengthy criminal record.
40 arrests, I think, wasn't it? 40?
Yeah, I believe. And also one of the last arrests, which I still, I don't know if he was out on bail or had already busted his probation. I don't know. Something relating to the beating of like a 68-year-old woman he had done on a subway.
How ironic.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And yeah, he was known in the community. But remember how they brought it back out when, you know, oh, he's just a Michael and Jackson impersonator. He entertains people on the subway. Yeah, but he's not threatening to kill them.
Well, tell that to the 68-year-old woman who took a beating from him.
Yes.
And we're supposed to be okay with that? We just assume everybody is just, is a little weird and has issues and they can scream at you, but you have no reason to fear.
How do you know? Well,
that's the point, isn't it?
You don't.
You're supposed to wait until you actually are attacked, and not everybody has the wherewithal to be able to protect themselves, obviously. He's beating on a 68-year-old woman. It's not like he is trying to face off against, you know what I mean, another man even. It's awful. It's awful, and this guy, Daniel Penny's life is being turned upside down, and it's wrong. Hopefully things will be righted. 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines on the way. And don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally download your podcast. Click on subscribe and you are in. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Are we there yet?
It's Monday.
Oh.
How's that Christmas shopping coming up? just kidding. Just joshing you.
Actually, Betsy helped me pick out a couple little things for for my daughters. And we were thinking about something for Robbie. I was thinking about maybe like Bucks are playing the 29th over there.
Oh.
But man, even the
cheap seats ain't
And you're thinking, you know, you're still going to pay a good amount of money for the cheaper seats and you know, take up most of your day. And, you know, I don't know. I just.
All those other people are there.
Yeah, it's just. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess I feel like.
Something's really a good idea initially, and then you get into the minutiae, and you're like, okay, maybe not.
Well, and you know what? I mean, honestly, he's still a student. He's going to medical school. I know that he'd probably rather, I mean, I know I'd have to give him some money, too. Sure. I'd rather just, you know, give him the money, but I do want to spend time with him.
Right.
But I don't know.
Find something cheap to go spend time with him and just give him more money.
That's probably what I'll do.
That's what I would want, sir. If I were him.
Yeah. Because, well, and then he's going to have to start doing different rounds or whatever they call it.
Right.
Where he may be in different places and the climate might be different, things like that. I don't know. Yeah, going to give him a gift card of some sort. Let him.
I've just told everybody I need stuff for the Jeep, so I need cash.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. You need to do like what the people when they're either getting married or having a kid.
Yes, exactly.
You need to be on the registry.
That's right. On the Jeep.
Get on Greg's registry at.
Well, we were at a friend's house for a housewarming party the other night, and two of the other guys that were there both own Jeeps. And they were telling my wife, like, hey, oh, yeah, the spending's beginning now. You know, just it's starting. So, yeah, you can just. It's like, well, you've got a Harley and you're on your third Jeep.
It's the same thing.
You can buy a million things for these things. So.
Yeah.
And then some.
I think that you should go with the, if you keep it plain.
Yes.
That will make it stand out because it won't have all the accoutrements on it.
But I won't. I'm not going to overdo it. I don't like tacky, so there's that. So
but the front bumper you have on it, I love it. It's perfect.
And I do have the side Nerf bars with the drop
step. Oh, I didn't even see those
yet. But they're not on yet.
They're
laying it in the house right now. So, yeah.
Wait, you're waiting for help?
Yeah.
Waiting for free labor to come by? Okay.
Yeah.
He used to be called...
I've had a couple of offers.
Manuel. You know. Do you know Manuel?
Yeah.
Manuel Labor?
Yeah, Hispanic dude. Yeah. Manuel.
Lara Trump announced via X that she would be stepping down as co-chair of the Republican National Committee, citing that during her time at the RNC, she had three distinct goals, which they had all been accomplished.
There you go.
Well, the Republicans
she got him
won.
Elected, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
She started her journey as the co-chair of the RNC in March of 2024, but it's been widely discussed that she is considering her potential options as father-in-law. President-elect Donald Trump once again takes the reins to the White House. With the big win, I kind of feel like my time is up. I don't know, my time is up? More like, my time has come.
Exactly.
Yeah. What I intended to do has been done. Well, yeah. I mean, there's no reason for her to keep that position. You know, she helped. She made a difference.
Yeah.
And they won. And, yeah, she can mark that down in her resume as a win. Trump only began her journey as co-chair in March, but yes, she helped with the retaking control of the Senate and all that. But here's the deal, and I think everybody already pretty much knows about it. It's like the worst kept secret ever.
Mm-hmm.
She's been considered as a replacement for Marco Rubio in his Senate seat here in Florida. Wow. Trump, of course, is going to tap him as the next Secretary of State, which I just think is a great pick for him. I think he really has a good understanding of foreign policy. I really do. And so he's going to be a great pick. Now, is she a great pick to replace him? I guess it depends on what you're trying to do. If you are just going to be a placeholder, that's completely different. Are you going to be a placeholder with the idea that when that time is up that you're going to run for that office? And then if you do that, that sort of gets a little bit murky because, well, your father-in-law is the president. I don't know. I mean, if you are elected, then you're elected.
Right.
In the meantime, I don't know. But she said she would love to consider filling the seat if asked. I don't know. I'm not as sensitive to it as, you know, friend Pete called in earlier, and he didn't seem to be very happy with that idea that she would be in that seat.
But when you look back, a lot of people have family members. Well, look at the Kennedys. Talk about working together, you know,
mm-hmm.
RFK, JFK. We talked how on numerous occasions a spouse has replaced someone who maybe is no longer healthy or has passed away, family member steps in. So I don't know. I mean, I guess it's a little different scenario, but it's not unusual.
I think it gets a little bit, it means a little more, I guess you could say, that it is a Senate position versus like a House seat.
Sure.
Because there's only so many.
True.
They wield a certain amount of power.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, and somebody would say, you know, what are your qualifications for that? I'll tell you what, you can throw that whole line out the window.
Well, how many people a lot of people didn't start in politics and work their way up through politics. They were business people for their life. And then one day they're like, I'm going to step up and do something. We've had wrestlers run, for goodness sakes. I mean, you don't have to have some certain qualification that is on a resume necessarily to fill a position like this.
No, and that's exactly as the Founding Fathers intended it. They thought that people would come and serve from all over the country, some time, and then go back to their farms or whatever that they were doing, and that they weren't expected to be well-honed politicians.
Because you weren't going to be a career. You were just part of the representative republic that we are.
All right. Certainly, we've all had the opportunity over the past 9 years to fully involve ourselves in politics, to understand the American people, what they want. We've all been residents of the state of Florida now for over 3 years, she said. If that's something that is put in front of me, it would be a true honor. Huh.
There you go.
May Musk, mother of Tesla CEO Elon Musk, is one of the many pushing for her to replace Rubio.
Hmm.
The Senate is an old man's club. We desperately need a smart, young, outspoken woman who will reveal their secrets.
Ooh.
Wow.
There you go.
No skulls. No skulls, no bones allowed.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know what the problem would be. Lindsey Graham, I guess he was on Hannity, and he said he would be over-the-top excited. He'd be jumping up and down. He could almost reach the bottom of Hannity's seat.
Sorry. How could you tell?
Sorry. Just kidding. Oh. Just kidding, Lindsey.
Yeah, a little Lindsey.
Ultimately, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who is reportedly being considered to replace Pete Hegseth, could choose a Rubio's replacement. I guess that's how it works, right?
But is
the governor of the state? Yeah,
but is that going to happen?
Well,
is the governor going anywhere?
Oh well, yeah, I don't know. And then if he goes too soon, then who would actually make the pick? Does it automatically the lieutenant governor automatically get it? At least temporarily, I guess, until they have an election.
Yeah,
I think that's how it works. I don't. There are when you start to dig into it, there are so many rules that are different and. They're not even consistent from state to state. They're not consistent in many cases federally. I don't know. It's a hodgepodge, if you will. All right. What you got going on this week? Anything?
Oh, my goodness. It is
Than busy stuff, I mean, do you have anything good and fun to look forward to? Or is it
We're going to visit with some friends. You know, our church has our regular Christmas programs coming up. Gainesville Church of God, of course, but then we're also visiting one. We were invited to our friends that go to the Pentecostals. They have an amazing music program there. They've got an event coming up that we're attending Friday night, so that should be fun. We like to go see, you know, we don't always take the time to go to multiple events and just like really kind of immerse yourself.
You don't?
We're just so busy that we don't. So we're trying to do a few more things this year. So again, we've got Christmas Eve stuff at our church. We got the kids programs going on. We're going to go visit them this Friday night for their program. So a lot going on.
By the way, Trump lawyer Alina Haba, she is getting the nod, it would appear, to be the White House counselor. That's one that actually Kellyanne Conway had back when Trump was president the first time. So I don't see any problem with that. She's a young and rising star. I mean, can't believe she's only 40. And the way she carries herself in public and in the courtroom, pretty sharp. Pretty sharp person. So, yeah, she's got a big future ahead of her.
Another smart, intelligent woman hanging around the president? Come on, really?
Yeah, I know. I
thought
heard
there
that
weren't
that,
any.
Yeah. Well, that's according to who? Mark Cuban?
Oh, yeah. But he's an idiot.
Yeah, exactly. Consider the source.
He's looking more idiotic every day as more and more gathering around the president.
And one of the other things from a global perspective that we all want to kind of keep an eye on is what's going to go on in Syria. Assad has left. He's gone to Moscow. His family, they've all apparently, allegedly been accepted by Putin asylum. And so that regime is no more. Mm-hmm. And who's going to take charge in Syria? Will there continue to be some level of a civil war disturbance? I mean, there shouldn't be. But again, you know, the powers that be that look like they're going to take over, claiming they're going to be moderate and aren't going to squash what, you know, Christian populations left there. But they've, you know, the same groups of people have made similar promises in the past.
Is this part of the world ever totally settled? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it does.
Doesn't seem so much, does it? No.
No, but it'll be. Joe Biden's already trying to take some kind of credit. For what's happening with Assad leaving.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Assad is connected to Iran, and unfortunately this shows that, you know, Obama and Biden were both way too friendly toward Iran. I mean, look, if you're friendly toward Russia, of course, they throw that at Trump, and that's such a terrible thing. But Putin might not be a good guy. But he doesn't seem to be the purveyor of terrorism the way that Iran clearly is.
And I don't recall Trump, like, you know, taking frozen funds and dumping bazillions of dollars on an airport for you to go spend on who knows what. Oh, yeah, more terrorism.
Now, Donald Trump did mention when he was on Meet the Press about the citizen, the birthright citizenship. You know, if you're born here, it's like automatic. And I think he wants to change that. And I think that it that is very fair to look at that now constitutionally. Could it get a little complicated? What kind of changes you'd have to do? Can he do something temporary via executive order? I think these are some of the things that need to be examined, especially now. If we're look, if we're going to wrestle with the whole immigration issue, then you might as well take on every facet of it and do what you can to protect the American people.
Well, and you hear more and more reporters from different countries around Europe saying, America, you need to wake up. We have already lost our country. You are going to do the same if you keep going down the road that you're on right now.
Yep.
So we need to pay attention to that.
Well, hopefully everybody's morning is going well. We try to make your Mondays a little bit better. Coming up next, your chance to make everybody else's morning a little better. We call it Things That Make You Smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call in now with Things That Make You Smile, 877-975-9825. Another day in paradise, my friends. Welcome to it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for Things That Make You Smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call now, 877-975-9825 as we go to Pete. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Well, machinery of the new college football playoff system is a mystery to me. But I'm still smiling because my Fighting Irish from Notre Dame are in, and the hated Miami Hurricanes are out. Thank you, Bob.
There you go. Let's go to Kaz. What's making you smile?
Hi, Bob and team. I am smiling now. I had no heat in my house. It's a big house. Of course, you know, heat rises. And I found this little company, Warrington Heating and Air. And the gentleman came over. I have a Carrier system. It's a little older. He fixed everything. He was such a gentleman. He went through everything for me. I'm not doing an advertisement, but I have heat now, and I'm, like, blessed by the Lord. And I love you guys. So just a shout-out to those guys, and you guys are the best. Love you.
Oh, I'm glad you're getting warm, because that wouldn't be good. Let's go to Mike. What's making you smile?
Good morning, guys. I was just wondering if you came up with a name for Greg's Jeep yet. I've been out of sorts in bed for 4 days since I called before.
Still working on it. Still working on it.
Oh, great. Yeah. Did I have some of those names wrong? Was his name Randy and his Jeep name was Bullet?
Oh, yeah. What show was that? What? Oh, yeah, there was a show that he was talking about, and now I forgot the name of it. But the Jeep's name is Bullet, so he thought that would be a good
one. Are you ever going to come up with a name?
I don't know. I've never done this before.
But other people have given you. Just pick one.
Well, I had a guy at church go, well, Greg, if you give it a name, is that like a commitment, like to keep it for a while?
Oh.
I know. He got me. Yeah, he got me.
Yeah. Well, thanks, we had Matt. A golden retriever. We had it for weeks because we couldn't think of a name. Yeah. My sister said, why don't you call it Goldie? I go, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. She became Goldie. John, what's making you smile?
Gutfeld, he comes on YouTube. He's what really making me smile. I also love Victor Davis Hanson and Michael Savage on YouTube also. And all three is what's making me smile.
All right. Well, good. It's good to be entertained, informed, and some great folks out there.
Yeah, it was Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. They had the Jeep that was called Bullet.
Oh, but they had the horse named Trigger. Is that right?
See a pattern.
Horse named Trigger.
Yeah, there you go.
Jeep named Bullet.
Yeah. See a pattern here? I mean, I got a dog named Barrett, so there's that.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to come up with something before too long.
Yeah. I still like a lot of people like the tank / military general names. You know, your Abrams or Sherman or Patton or, you know, derivatives of some of that stuff, which would all work. And we went down the whole Sarge road since it is Sarge Green. So
I think you should call it the General, and the next time Shaq's in town, he could autograph it.
Oh, now we're talking.
You see what I'm saying? See how that goes together?
Like the way you're thinking.
Yeah. You heard about Shaq, right? He's buying three local kids' cars.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yep. All right. Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense Shoot GTR, is coming up next.
Trending right now on The Sky.
Hunter full and unconditional pardon.
Bail his son out instead of doing what's right.
Biden making a major reversal ahead of his exit from office.
As it happens.
Trump cabinet nominees targeted with death threats.
No one should have to live in fear.
The news station.
Fighting across the Lebanese-Israeli border will end.
There is going to be a mass deportation. Don't test us.
Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A pair of ruby slippers from the Wizard of Oz. Yeah, the iconic movie. Sold at auction Saturday for a whopping $28 million. Wait, actually, it's $32.5 million because there's a buyer's premium that you have to pay. The shoes have Garland's name written on the inside of them. And you know... you know who got these shoes, right?
No.
No, they keep that a secret. The identity of the owners kept secret because people like me would ask, hey, how much for the old Chuck Taylors if you're willing to put out millions for these slippers over here? And that's your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.